Hello, everyone.
Oh, I was just about to ask if anyone was talking. I could
Yep.
see the screen moving and hear nothing, and that's always a bad sign. Thank
No,
you, Felix, for talking and assuaging my fears that my headset was out again.
I'm limited to my small laptop screen today, so I have to move my mouse to get to the Zoom controls, and adjust stuff. But I think we are set right now and we can start today's meeting. I don't see anything in our announcements box, but is there anything for announcements from anyone? We haven't met in a while, so maybe there's any updates or questions. Okay, hearing nothing, I think we can continue to the next topic. So later in September, there will be our annual conference, WolfCon, and we have one MMSIC working meeting slot. As usual, that will be a 50-minute slot, and I think it would be good if we could spend some time dedicated to one or maybe two main topics. Some of us will be there, others will or can participate online. I won't be there, so maybe it would be good to first see who will be attending WolfCon and who will especially be attending or planning to attend our working meeting. And who could organize anything in Missouri, so at the location, because I won't be there. I'm not sure. I've seen Regan is on the call today.
I don't think I'm going to be there, even though it is very, very close to me. Because unless I am missing something, I don't see a one-day registration. And I really, there's not much for me to pay the whole entire registration. So I plan on just being there virtually as well.
From the attendees from today's meeting, is there anyone planning to attend? Okay, Laura will be there virtually as well. Because if just a really small amount of us will be there at the location, I'm not quite sure if it really makes sense if we have this meeting then. Okay, Natasha will be there in person.
I will also be there in person.
Okay, that makes two.
I will be there in person as well.
Katie and Alyssa. Okay, that seems like we have at least four or five people, and maybe others will join as well in person. Would any one of you be able and willing to check on the rooms? Or maybe last year's it was someone had to be there to start a meeting. Check if the IT stuff is working, so microphone, camera, screen share. I haven't heard. So Jennifer will be late today for 10 to 15 minutes, and she's in the planning committee, so maybe we can ask she as well. But yeah, I haven't seen any information. There will be an information for the presenters later in September, so maybe I can Regan and I we can check how they are planning to do it this year with starting a meeting if the people responsible are not there in person.
Felix, I can share because I've talked to Jesse Kennecke
Oh,
about
great.
this, that ideally they would like somebody there. It doesn't have to be somebody who's running things, but somebody who can communicate easily with whoever is running it. So somebody in person just to make sure things are working right and that people can hear and all of that. But if there are cases where none of the presenters are there in person and there's nobody who has volunteered to help out, they will have some volunteers on site who are able to help out. We would just need to make sure we let probably Jesse and Jennifer know that that was the case. But if we have a few people from this group who will be there and somebody's willing to just make sure that things are working, it should be fine.
Okay.
Where are we on the schedule?
That's a really good
Do we know
question.
the day and
9
time?
9:30 on Thursday, it looks like.
Nine 30 Eastern or Central?
Central.
Well,
Central.
9:30 Central.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just questioning that myself, but it says CDT, so.
I mean, I'll be there. I'll be around. I can, if you need me to do something, I can probably do something. I also have a volunteer shift. I have to double check against that, but.
Yeah, I can't remember when my session is. I'm trying to find it on the schedule, just making sure that I'm not presenting at the same time. I could.
Let's check.
I'm also free at that time and can be there to check on things.
I know I volunteered to sit at the desk, but I don't know when.
Katie, your slot seems to be on Wednesday at 9:30.
You found it. Thank you, Felix.
Yep.
Okay, then I can be there then.
Okay, then I would say Regan and I, we will meet with the planning committee. There are two possible dates where people will get briefed, and then I would reach out to Katie and Vivian, and then we can plan on the details if I know more. Does that sound like a plan?
Super.
Yes.
Okay. And Natasha, would be able to help as well. That is really nice. So then there's a question from Magda. How will the link for the meeting be shared with us? I think it will be added to the agenda. Maybe it already has been. Let me check. And if not, you will find the link here. I think it will be at the top here where you can join the Zoom meeting then. I think they have to set up the rooms first and then they will add it to the meeting schedule. So that would be on the formal issues, but now we have the content of our meeting. What are we gonna spend time on? There are two proposals here from Laura. First one, implementers topic review, and the second one, inventory data model review.
And Felix, since I just realized that I have a medical appointment that conflicts with that meeting time, anything that would rely on me helping run it, we should not set as the topic for this meeting.
All right. Is there anything else people would like to, spend time working on together? Charlotte.
So I just noticed the topic inventory data model review, and in the PC meeting here, Christy Thomas presented the and Jennifer Eustace presented the data import six, the new SIG There are five priorities of development work, but Christy also touched on that the original intention with data import was not that you always would have an underlying MARC record if you did a data import. And kind of that fits into a talk about inventory data model. If the way Folio works today, that if you do import of records, then you always will have an underlying MARC record associated with your instant record. So it's just, yeah, could be a really interesting talk.
And there's an addition from Laura that that also fits with linked
Yeah.
data issues. I think that's about. Oh,
Yeah.
Laura, no.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, I know I'm talking in other contexts about potential workflows with linked data. It's been brought a challenge is the fact that if you start with a MARC record, then you're stuck with that underlying MARC source. And it would be great. For many, many reasons, I can think of numerous use cases we've talked about here at Cornell where we would like to be able to create an instance from MARC data but not keep the underlying MARC source.
Okay, given that that is the yeah, not the only but one of the two topic ideas, we could try to work out an agenda. But now I see that Lynn is also proposing, yeah, the inventory UI, a big topic. I think with just 50 minutes, we should decide which topic we want to tackle because both of them seem, yeah, seem that they could eat up time very, very quickly. Yep, John.
Yeah, then in a way, I think it's smart to spend the time we have face to face or this meeting at WolfCon discussing topics we have on our priority list. So, and I agree, the hierarchical display of the result list and the ask for how can we have, if we search in the item segment, then we only see item records and not this. Right now, we just get the instance record. So some of the those things, if we could refine the talk about that and make that ticket more dev ready, would be wonderful. But the yeah, but I'm sure there's also a feature for this ask from the data import not to have always underlying MARC, but I don't know that UX number, UX part number.
So my personal opinion is that I think if we were all, or most of us, or a lot of people would be at site, then the hierarchical or the UI discussion would really benefit from us being in one room and brainstorming ideas and maybe drawing on a piece of paper or whiteboard. We can also do that online, but maybe if we do so, we shouldn't focus exactly on the hierarchical display, but be open to what do we really want to achieve. For instance, as you said, we want to be able to have like a result list of with item properties that are presented to us and not always the instance. Because I think that, yeah, this hierarchical view, it has its history, right? So we should have realistically scoped pieces of work that really help us working with Folio. Or what do you think? Would you stick to this hierarchical view feature?
Felix, are you proposing sort of a slightly broader review of the user interface for inventory, and sort of outlining rather without, I guess, outlining what is working, what isn't working, and what we would like to see, and maybe trying to write tickets out of that or to identify tickets? Obviously, with just 50 minutes, we would not be writing tickets. But is that what you're thinking?
Yes, at least as the result list is concerned. So I wouldn't focus on any stuff. Searching
Okay,
and
oh,
filtering
right.
isn't working that optimal
Okay.
for people as well. But what this hierarchical view,
Okay.
at least in my understanding, should fix is how we look at the data in the result list mainly, and maybe the detail record, but
So the
mainly the result list.
results, the UI for the results.
Yes.
Yeah, that seems like I think that's a good scope. Sorry, Charlotte has her hand.
I know when it has previously been discussed, then there is also some likes the MCL, so the multi-column list display, and others prefer the more visual presentation, as Philip Jacobsen suggested to us when he did the hierarchical display. A middle way could be to kind of talk about, okay, if it was a multi-column list, which most of the result list is already in, there's not much, if any, having this more card display. So what data elements would we like to have presented if it was search for given holdings in the holding segment, search for items in the item segment. And then we can always later figure out what kind of view should it then be. So maybe the content is right now more interesting to discuss, and then we can leave the more visual presentation for a later talk.
Sarah, from your message in chat, when you say browse, do you mean the browse in inventory, or do you mean just browsing as a term for searching?
Well, I gotta say, I used it on purpose.
Okay.
So I did that to stimulate this, your question, right? Because that is the issue. If I search for an item, either I see instances in a browsable view, the results list is a browsable view, right? Or I have to go into an item and then I only have that one item, for example, or I can sort of browse the items in a really unsatisfactory way in the third pane when I open the holdings record. But that whole experience is very unsatisfactory, just visually from what I can see and what I cannot see, as well as if I click into one and I come out again, my holdings has closed again, I have to open it again, et cetera, right? Like we all know this, or at least people who deal with serials and periodicals really, really know this, right? As soon as you have more than whatever the number is, like, we have thousands sometimes for a holdings record items, and it becomes really, really painful. And the holdings records, it's very similar. Like, I think there should just overall be the instance record is too dominant, and the hierarchical, I can never say that word, view still gives it its, top of the hill status. And when I'm in that other segment and I'm searching there,
then I'm searching there for a reason. It's because I'm interested in those records. Yes, I need to know what the title is, but I don't need all that other stuff, right? Like, so I think I'm glad that you said that we should think about what is it that we really need and want, not let's just return to the hierarchical view suggestion that's been around and didn't go anywhere. And I think didn't go anywhere in part because it doesn't actually give us what we really need and want. So I use that word on purpose because I wonder if the functionality that's been developed for browse view of like subject searching and call number searching and so forth, maybe that is a roundabout way to get at what we actually need and want. So I did use it on purpose.
Okay.
Not that I'm
Well,
saying that it is, but I think it should be explored. I guess that's where, like.
yeah, and especially in the light of what other apps are doing. So, like the in the agreements app, you have the agreement line search where you see some information from the parent record, the agreement, but also it's focused, the view is just focused on the agreement lines or on the entity that you are searching for. And you have a lot of abilities. For instance, give me all agreement lines that are linked to this parent agreement. That's the same logic with like with an item list to one holdings. But it's definitely so I'm sold on that topic. What's the group's opinion? Should we try to create an agenda and prepare for the meeting and for this topic?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well.
Okay.
We
I've seen a
probably
thumbs up from
should,
Charlotte.
but we probably should have a try and lobby for having Ryan and Kalila in the conversation, or Christine, who is responsible for search. So again, that the conversation is being, we. The product owners are looped in right away because that's the best way to make things happen.
Yep, I will make a note about that.
So Jen writes, Kalila has a conflicting session, but I'd say Christine, who is responsible for much search, and Ryan, they are probably key in this talk.
Yeah, for UI inventory. Okay, then let me go ahead and I will create a separate and dedicated agenda page for our working meeting. We will check on the technical stuff so that the meeting can get started. Everybody can then join. We will check that the link to the Zoom room is added to the agenda as, when it is available, and I will get in touch, Regan and I, or I, we will get in touch with the POs and invite them to the meeting, and we will also, give them a heads up about our topic idea and what we will spend the meeting time on. All right. Then I would say we can continue with our next topic, and I've brought up our also one of our features that has been added to the community priorities on the PC wiki page. That is UX prod 3473, and that is about stripping leading, trailing, and double spaces out of data elements from our inventory entities. And I was thinking about it last week because I saw a Slack message. Then I've been in touch with Martina and Julian. And we thought about how could we move that forward. And I would just like to present to you an idea that we could proceed and investigate stuff. And just hear what you think about it, because the current status of that ticket is that it is in draft status. And as far as I can tell, it's not complete, and it doesn't really reflect our decisions from the past. Something chat.
Yes, Sarah is correct. This is also on the cross-app priorities.
And there is its own ticket. It is UX prod 4546. It has been filed by Martina, and that is also about strip leading and trailing white spaces. But it is, I think, is that an epic? It's an umbrella, so it's another feature or another Jira issue type. But yeah, that's addressing the same problem, but not just focus on inventory. That's broader, and inventory is listed as one example. But here you also have the decision from people from the cross-app SIG that when performing a search, leading and trailing white spaces should be eliminated, and when saving data, so writing data into the database, then every leading and trailing white space should not be saved. Yeah, it's a problem, or it's a thing throughout the whole of Folio. So that's one of the issues that I see that ticket has. So it's still listing double spaces, and as we've been discussing this, we said that we can all agree that leading and trailing spaces or white space should be stripped. But there were people that had some, I don't know, use cases or concern use cases for preserving double spaces, or concerns about removing double spaces. I don't know how to phrase it. But that's one reason I want to revisit this ticket. And here's the proposal from Julian and I. Lynn, go ahead first, please.
So the trailing space would also include like hard returns that sneak in occasionally.
Right, that's like
Yes. Yes,
if you
yes, yes.
we just had this issue yesterday, so it was
Yeah,
prominent.
when we say space or white space is the better term, it's everything, if you think in regex or regular expression terms, what is a backslash s? So tab, white space, caret return, new line, regardless if it's Unix new line or Windows new line. Vivian.
Sorry. So, my probably unpopular take is that there are probably going to be places where more than one space is appropriate in the data or is intended in the data. And I think I saw something in one of the screens that you were displaying. A use case showing where, like, the journal of extra spaces becomes the journal of extra spaces without the extra spaces. And if you search for it, you won't find it. I feel like as long as there is some mechanism for searching for data strings that do contain the extra spaces, Then I don't have any issues with anything that strips those extra spaces. So, but I saw in one of the screens that you were showing that SQL query is already taking out the extra spaces. And that is concerning to me because if I'm trying to search for a string that is A space space B, and there's no way for me to search A space space B, I'm not going to find the record that has A space space B. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me. And my first thought takes me back to, I don't know, a month or so ago when we were talking about searching MARC and the need for more robust reporting. Because that's exactly the sort of thing that because my institution has MetaDB, I can do that. And I would want to do that in as a report rather than as a search. But this goes back to not all Folio customers having access to the same reporting tools or to comparable reporting tools.
Right, because we're using Panorama for reporting. And I don't, and since the central office doesn't have a Panorama license, there's no way for me to go and explore whether or not a search like that is possible. But I think, I mean, I'm sorry, let me finish my thought and then I'll shut up. My thought is that as long as there is a way to search, to do a search that includes the extra spaces or that includes a leading space or trailing space, then I have no issue with making the default to strip out the extra spaces. But if what we're doing is we're not only stripping extra spaces from our default searching, but we're also taking away or not providing any way to search for the data with the spaces, then we're actually limiting ourselves rather than, we're making life more difficult for some of us than making life easier for all of us. And that's my comment.
Are you talking about legacy data that is stored until we have this solution, or are you talking also in the future?
I mean, I'm talking about what's in the database now. We went live a year ago. We migrated from Sierra. The data was not perfect. The data is not perfect. The data will probably never be perfect. But again, I'm mostly speaking, and again, I don't really have a use case other than if these extra spaces or trailing spaces or leading spaces exist in the data. And we are not able to search for those data strings, then there's a problem.
Yep. So I've been talking with my colleague Julian. He's a Folio developer at our institution. So you can always find the records that have those double or multiple spaces directly in the database. So you don't need MetaDB or something like that. So you could, identify records and then correct them in one go.
Through the UI, through using an API search, because I
Yeah.
don't have to, we're not self-hosted. I don't have direct access to the database.
So let me go to the proposal because that would be one a part of it. I have to get rid of the chat.
I mean, the easiest solution in my mind, and this, I'm speaking as somebody who's not a dev, would be to, okay, we make all the default searching strip out the spaces, yet we allow the SQL searching to continue to be able to continue to define a search where we can define multiple spaces and not have those automatically reduced to a single space.
That would be something we have to check if that is possible. Yep, and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know either. Like I said, I'm not a dev. I work with data, but I'm not a dev, so I can't say what it is or is not easy to implement.
Okay, but we can note that one requirement would be to identify the records in a way that librarians and people who don't have access to the database or to some kind of reporting tool like MetaDB can do. Right?
Thank you.
Okay, so our idea was to get this rolling. Because it's parked there for quite some time now, that we start with something that we've got the term minimal viable product back from the closet. So people who are working on Folio for quite some time may know what that means. So the first thing could be to stop that we are polluting our data with those leading and trading white space. So that would mean just a UI modification to UI inventory and no backend work. That makes it quite or makes it more easy to implement than when if we would have to change the backend. So the idea is to modify UI inventory. To remove white space when a new record is created. So let's say you are creating a new holdings or new item, you are adding a barcode and you are copy pasting the barcode from someplace, and that contains a trailing space. So when you click save, the trailing space would then be removed and not stored in the database, so not in the JSON and not in mod search. That would mean that we should have one story for each record type. So to implement it for instance holdings and item, because there is no generalizable component, so it has to be implemented for each of those entities. And then Julian said that the UI will remove white spaces from the SQL query. So even if you input those white spaces, it will be removed. And maybe now that I read it again, that's also an answer to the thing that Vivian brought up. But we have to check if there's like an, I don't know, if we could escape something to include that. Yeah, the query then includes the white space. We can check on that. But what that means is we wouldn't even need a mod search ticket. And if you want to correct your faulty records where you have those unwanted white spaces, you could, I don't know, if you find them by not on purpose, you could just edit the record, remove it, and save it. And then this logic from UI inventory would apply and would remove the white space. But then we could have one separate feature that is about the correction of your existing inventory records if they have some faulty characters in them. That could be, I don't know, we have to discuss it. That could be done by identifying and updating them directly in the database, or by having some kind of script, and that could be an individual script for each institution's. So if you have like a systems librarian or a developer who could create it, they could do it, or maybe that could be provided as a migration script that is then run during a Flower version upgrade. So those migration scripts that is already a quite common procedure. For instance, if the schema changes, then data has to be migrated, and that is done using such migration scripts. And then we come to the possible long-term solution, and that would be to modify mod inventory. That's not UI, that's mod inventory, so that's the business logic. To validate the input and maybe reject JSON that contains white space at the beginning or the end, or I think more likely would be that it would then also remove leading and trailing white spaces. That would be the same behavior like when someone is editing using the UI. So, and that would also mean if you have any processes that rely on the API, on inventory APIs, they would still accept white space at the beginning and the end of a string until we have, or we, I say we, so the developers have changed the backend. And then, and I'm not sure if we really need that, but I've written it down just yeah, to make sure. Maybe mod search has to also be modified to remove the white spaces in queries. I'm not quite sure how the CQL and mod search here yeah, play together and exchange data. But the main thing is, yeah, it would be less work, and it would be smaller portions of work that we can then, yeah, plan for maybe multiple releases of Folio. Hey, Sarah, just go ahead.
So I noticed that it says in some elements do but then in the so far here I don't see which elements because I was thinking about that. Like I just tested out, for example, already in ransoms now, the hard what is it called? A new line is already removed for like the call number field. If I that's a common area where previously it was a problem, right? If you copied and pasted, you often had an extra line at the front and you wouldn't notice it and so forth. And that now gets removed when you save, if you have it there automatically. But like if in the holdings record, I go down to a note field, I can enter a hard, I can add in a line. It might not display that way, but if I then go back to edit, it will display that way. So do we want to, is there some, are we going to agree on where, what elements in some elements, what we're talking about? Because that might also influence a little bit like what Vivian was saying about in certain fields, you might want to have two spaces.
Yeah, I can dig up the meeting minutes from the meeting where we discussed it, but I'm pretty sure that we said we don't want to decide on field level because no one really came up with a use case for we need trailing and leading white space for this field, but not for that. So it was general consensus that, at least in my memory, but I
That's
will
my
look it up.
recollection also, Felix, that we could not come up with a use case for a specific type of data that we would want to save the leading and trailing spaces for. So we thought it was easier to say just everything.
And when you think about like a note field or paragraph field, we have those in inventory, but also in licenses, you have a note field where you could have a lot of text. It's just about the beginning and the end of the field value. So if you have like multiple paragraphs of text, those line breaks, let me phrase it that way, they will be preserved. And it's not about those line breaks. It's just if you have it at the end, a beginning or the end of the value.
Okay, that's fine. I just was confused by the in some elements, and what does that mean?
Yeah, that's the reason I bring this up because here it's also double spaces and some elements. So the key to me is that the ticket is not up to date. And I would really like us to have a ticket that is up to date and not just yeah, remove stuff from this ticket, but phrase it in a new way that maybe POs are then open to pick up the work. And I think some elements, it's just an error here. So it should be all elements and all entities. At least that's Laura and my remembrance here. Let me follow up chat. Okay, so I'm not really sure about the official procedure because this ticket is part of the top five MMSIC tickets. So I was a bit reluctant to just change it without official allowance. So what do you think we should do now?
So, Vivian, I see what you put in the chat. Are you meaning like extra, people are bad about extra spaces and call numbers and stuff, like items not coming that way?
Yeah, I just put an extra comment in there. In other words, if I'm searching for a record with title A space space B, the data is in the record as A space space B, and I search A space space B, but Folio removes the extra character from my search, I will never retrieve that record.
So what we would propose is not that A space space B is changed, but space A B would be then AB without a space.
So, but I guess what I'm saying is, so if I open up that record and I make an unrelated change and I save it, then what we're talking about is that that extra space would be removed from that particular field, and that's great. But if I'm specifically searching for that record so that I can correct the ex correct it, I can't retrieve it if there's no way for me to search A space space B as a string. And Laura, I see your comment, but I'm pretty sure that I either saw or heard, either in the documentation or the discussion, that we're not just talking about leading and trailing spaces. We're also talking about double spaces within the data.
Disick, has agreed to just focus on leading and trailing for now and not touching anything that is double in the data.
Okay.
And I'm not, I'm sure that
So
nothing would
then I
change. Yeah.
guess, I mean, if, okay, so we're limiting to that. So if the data has a string that begins with a space, and my search is a, I search for a string that begins with the space, if Folio is stripping the space from my search and ignoring the space that's in the data, then I guess that works because I can retrieve the record. But if it's not ignoring the space that's in the data and it strips the space from my search, then how do I retrieve that record? I'm sorry, guys. I know I've thrown a huge monkey wrench into this discussion, but I just want to make sure that the data that is extant in the catalog in the database can be retrievable. If somebody tell me that I'm wrong, somebody tell me that no, we figured this out, and I'll be quiet.
I think that are good questions, and let's break it down. So, let's say we have an implementation where spaces are stripped out from the query, and you have a record that has a, let's say, a leading space.
Well, how about the LCCNs that were mentioned earlier in the chat? LCCNs with three leading spaces that is in the data. The data, if the data is stored with three leading spaces, if I mean, for the sake of simplicity, we'll say the, LCCN is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Obviously, it's not that, but it's stored in the database as space, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If I search 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm not necessarily going to pull the data, the record, because the data contains three leading spaces. But if I search space, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, And the query automatically strips out those leading spaces from my search. I'm not necessarily going to retrieve that record. Again, someone please tell me I'm wrong, because I would really like to be wrong in this case, but.
See, and I'm thinking some of that depends on if you're doing a search or a browse. Because in a browse, and this is actually something I think we're still going back and forth with Christine on, of how much we do or don't want it to do this. In a lot of browses or in the non-normalized searches, the spaces matter a whole bunch. But in other searches, I don't know how much they matter, actually.
So when discussing, so many very specific details, etc., then I think it's often very helpful to do, set it up in a table and have all these different examples and list, okay, what is the expectation here, etc., etc. So that might be helping for us to figure out consensus. And then another thing is that maybe some of these very, you can say edge case. I think I'm not insulting any to call some of these examples edge case searches. Maybe that should be in the advanced search. So where we could then build in some very more special functionality. And not have it in the default search in the third pane, but some more advanced where we better can mark that now we want to search on three spaces in front of some content.
I guess I'll just go ahead and comment. I mean, advanced search is fine as long as there is some way to search for the data as contained in the record, then my concern is satisfied.
Let me go ahead and create a wiki page for us where we can collect your requirements and maybe some examples from our live data and the ideas, and then we will see if we have an overview about the big picture or if we are missing something right now, and then we can address it with, I don't know, POs or developers or technical people. I will do it until early next week, and then I will share it via Slack, and then people can take a look and add to that page. How does that sound?
Super. Thank
Okay.
you. I apologize. I'm sorry, everyone, for
No.
hijacking this conversation.
No need to apologize. That's good. Oops, let me get back to the agenda. Oops. Charlotte, is it correct that your name slipped in the PC update in again?
No, it's Jennifer Justice who has taken that over.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I
because no
removed it
one,
from the.
yeah,
I'm
no
sorry.
one told me.
Oh, okay. I was
Yeah.
moved to a couple of other six to be liaison, and then I
Okay.
suggested at that for the MMSIC there, both you and I were there,
That's
so
so
then I
funny.
could,
Yeah.
yes. So
Yeah,
sorry.
the No, that's fine. I was surprised because I kept seeing my name pop up, but I was like, no. Yeah, anyway, no, it's all good. We can I can't pretend to be you, Charlotte, but I am a poor substitute. But anyway, hello everyone. So we actually there was a tri-council meeting, and then our meeting today was what I'd like to say normal meeting, but a normal PC meeting. I'd like to highlight that so it hasn't been officially announced yet, but apparently they're I don't want to be definitive, but it looks like Trillium might be delayed. So the PC is going to ask Oleski, Pachankra, I believe is his last name, to come to PC to present and really to see if we can get a decision on this Trillium delay. I do know that the National Library of Sweden is going live with Trillium, so and obviously this affects many people. Especially those who are self-hosted. So please read that information. If you have questions, just ask myself or post on the open PC channel. Today we had two SIGs present on their community priorities as part of the PC Priorities Project. Data import presented as well as ERM. For data import, we kind of said we are looking into creating a new process on how to contribute to data import. This eventually will lead us into looking at kind of what does MVP or minimum viable product mean for data import and the community. So we do have some work that we need to do on that front. I happen to be co-convener with Christy, so we'll be working together to present something to that community. ERM SIG is one of our more mature SIGs. Has been is one of I think it was the first one developed after users, if I remember correctly. But their process is, has been settled for quite some time. And they were the template even for prioritizing other SIGs. So they are really focused on enhancements now that people have been using the various ERM apps. There are several. There's agreements, licenses, usage. There are a lot of POs and a lot of development groups working on this. But because people are now working with this with real data, they can really kind of take steps to improve the usability of the ERM suite of apps. So they're in a really good place. We did not get to reflections on the Tri-Council meeting. So we will be doing that via Slack. And then there will be more SIGs coming to speak to the PC. Actually, Felix, sorry again. I don't remember. Did you sign up for a time to talk to PC for metadata?
Not that I'm aware of.
All righty.
I don't remember doing that.
And that's fine. I probably dropped the ball on that. I am sorry. I'm going to share in the chat. This is the link to the topic council calendar. And so if you can see, so you can just see pick a date that's open probably after, October looks good, and you can just, put, put your name in for to discuss your SIG's priority, whichever date works for both of you or depending on how you want to do it. Yeah. And you should be able to edit this page. If not, please let me know. So what is to be discussed is Felix and anyone who wants to come will present the five top priorities for MM to a product council, and that's it.
Okay, we will be working on this and yeah, see if we find a time that fits us. Yep. Okay, then this seems to be the end of our meeting. Thank you all for attending today. Yep, and have a great rest of your week. Bye all.
Bye.
Bye,
Bye.
thanks.